Well, hello. Here we are in March. Lovely to see the daffs starting to spring up around the city and the weather starting to get a bit milder. Absolutely love this time of year when the spring starts to get going. Now, I'm going to start this week with some fairly serious matters. Please pay attention to what follows. Much like the safety briefing that you have to sit through when you're taxiing towards a runway, this information is pretty boring and it's highly unlikely you'll ever have to use it, but it's vital that you understand it and vital that you acknowledge it as well. Now, on the 4th of May this year, there's going to be elections for the St Albans and District Council. This means that fairly soon we're going to be in an official election period, also known as a purdah period, where there are restrictions and extra responsibilities on how broadcasters report the election and about who can appear on air. The election period starts when the election notices are published or posted and the ballot lists of candidates for each seat are published. Now, firstly, you're not permitted to be a presenter if you're standing for a seat in the upcoming election. If you're standing as a candidate, you have to let me know right away and you need to ensure that your on-air contribution is covered for the duration of the election period. Secondly, if you intend to cover the election in any capacity on air, then you have to give equal time to all the candidates for that particular seat. For example, we can't give 10 minutes to the Conservative candidate for any particular seat and none to any other of the candidates. We must be strictly and scrupulously fair about the amount of time we give to each of the candidates. Now, the best advice is that unless you're specifically planning or pre-recording the programme, just avoid talking about the election altogether, and then it'll be very difficult to do anything wrong. Thirdly, any time you mention any one of the candidates, you have to mention all of the candidates for that seat by reading out a list of their names and their party affiliations. A list of all the seats and their candidates will be printed and provided in studios once the candidate list has been published. Just leave these in place, please, because people will need them. Finally, election day itself. We aren't allowed to report anything about the election while the polls are open, other than the simple fact that the polls are open. No interviews, no discussions, nothing at all, apart from reporting the simple fact that polling is underway. Now, the election period is finished at 10 o'clock in the evening on Thursday the 4th of May when the polls close and we're out of the election period officially. Now, if you've read and understood this advice or heard this advice, then all you need to do is just send me an email. Simple as that, just send me an email. The subject, just put in the subject line, I understand my responsibilities relating to the May 2017 local elections, and send the email to me. And if you're reading this online, then you can just click on the link and that'll automatically send me an email. If you've got any questions whatsoever, don't hesitate to get in touch with me and I'll be delighted to offer any advice. This is not our rules, this is not local rules, this is not something I'm making up. This is important stuff that's absolutely part of us having a license to broadcast. Now that's out of the way, a quick request from Diana for instructions. If you happen to be in the studio and you happen to take a phone call that you don't know how to deal with, normally the best idea is to take the contact details of the caller and tell them that someone will get back to them. Whatever you do, don't give out contact details for other volunteers to callers, even if you think you recognise the caller. Just take a message and take the caller's contact details and pass them on to someone who can help. Now, if it's about people who want to volunteer with us, then you need to pass the message to Denise. If it's about training, then it's Mark Bilsby. Premises, then it's Phil. Sales, then it's Nick Hazel. And anything to do with accounts or money or invoices is David Pearson. Anything else, just send it to me and I'll be happy to find the right person to deal with it for you. Now, some good news. Speaking of sales, the sales bell has been ringing again. Well done to Kerry. She's managed to secure two new clients for us in the last week. I'm delighted that JPA Furniture, based in St Albans, and also happened to be a Mayor's Pride Award nominee, and also Hology Travel, have signed up as advertisers and are going to be on air with us very soon. Take a bow, please, Kerry. That's awesome news, and I'm absolutely thrilled that we've managed to get more local businesses on air. Now, I must pass on the regular appeal for volunteers to help us out at our forthcoming public appearances and outside broadcasts. We've got three in the pipeline in the next few weeks. This Saturday, we're at the Maltings for another event in conjunction with Class Olsen, and we really need people to help out with the handing out of balloons and generally being a cheerleader for us, standing outside Class Olsen. It's absolutely not at all glamorous, but it really helps us get our message out and get our name in front of our listeners. Also, the week after, the Tuesday, the 28th of March, we're going to be at the Mayor's Pride Awards. We're actually going to be recording the awards this year and then editing them down for broadcast on Wednesday, the 29th at 8 o'clock in the evening. Now, we're going to need some help with this because it just actually takes an awful lot of work. We have to make sure that we're properly prepared for the awards, which means we need to have some material about each of the nominees. I've put up on the message a link to a page which contains all of the categories and all of their nominees. We need someone to pick up the job of doing some prep work to make sure that the presenter is fully briefed so they've actually got something to talk about. Otherwise, we're just going to seem like we're completely underprepared for the whole thing. The week after, Saturday the 1st of April, we've got the Hearts Big Weekend, and we're going to be opening our doors to members of the public, and we need people to be around the studio from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon on Saturday to help show our listeners and our neighbours who we are and what we do. Now, we probably don't need too many people because, to be honest, we can't fit that many people in the studio, but we do need people to help out with bussing people around and just generally talking about what we do and how we do it. So, plenty of things going on right now in the world of Radio Verulam. Thank you so much once again for giving up your time and helping us out. I know I say it every week, and you're probably getting bored of me saying it, but my gratitude is the only way we've got of paying people. I'd also remind you that if there's anything ever you need to discuss privately or you're concerned about, please, please don't let it stew. Do send me an email or just give me a call. If I've got time to have a chat, I'm usually at work, obviously, during the daytime, but out of hours, I'm always happy to have a chat. For now, though, thank you very much for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic week.